This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Dustin Baker. Dustin is the economist with the National Pork Producers Council. Dustin, welcome back to the show.
I appreciate you having me.
Hey, a little background about you and your path to NPPC. Did you grow up on a hog farm?
You know, I didn't grow up on a hog farm, but I was privileged to grow up on a livestock farm in mid-Michigan. On our family's livelihood was my father's cattle contracting business. So I, like most Michigan farm kids, I went on to Michigan State University and got a degree in ag business and went on to get a master's at Cornell and spent a year at the National Milk Producers Federation before moving over to the pork producers about 3.5 years ago.
Well, in other words, you're very attuned to some of the difficult situations facing multiple segments of the ag industry. Let's talk about pork producers right now. What are we seeing as far as producer profitability? And can we even say producer profitability at this point?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. It's certainly been a wild ride over the last year or so. Still think back to 2018, our producers were really at the tip of the spear when it came to the trade retaliatory tariffs that agriculture was facing. We faced tariffs in two of our largest markets, in Mexico and China, which really put a damper on profitability throughout 2018. At the beginning of the year, it was looking like it was going to be a pretty profitable year for pork producers, but as a result of those headwinds that we were facing, it made it pretty difficult to find any profitability. Over the last several months, we've started to see prices rebound a bit on expectations of a demand influx coming from China at some point later in the year. And so we started to see prices really rebound and profitability to come back into play. Time will tell whether or not that materializes, because it's important to remember that with the retaliatory tariffs that the U.S. faces in China, we have a 62% tariff on U.S. pork products going into that market. The rest of the world faces a 12% tariff. So as China deals with African swine fever in their own herd, remember, China is the largest consumer of pork in the world, we're at a significant disadvantage right now. And so we're hoping that we can get some relief there in order to take advantage of this incredible opportunity that we have, which will ultimately pay dividends for our producers and their bottom lines.
So you mentioned African swine fever, and we know it's in China. We know it's in, I believe, four other countries in Southeast Asia. Do we have any ideas at this point how many hogs, how many head have been affected? I mean, we get some numbers from the FAO, but I'm not sure if that's counting all of them that have been lost at this point.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a billion-dollar question at this point. What are we talking about in terms of actual loss in China and in Southeast Asia? Nobody has a great handle on that. Data is somewhat lacking coming out of the Chinese government. They produce monthly sow and overall herd changes, but it's as a percentage, and it's not hard numbers. And so we know that according to the last month's figure, the sow herd in China was 22-23% lower than a year ago, which is pretty significant. Half the world's hogs reside in China, so even a percentage or two change is huge over there. So we're looking at a significant opportunity to provide Chinese consumers with pork products. It's a really important staple in their diet. But we really need relief from these retaliatory tariffs that we're facing there in order for us to be able to take advantage of it. Otherwise, we're sitting on the sidelines of what looks to be the greatest opportunity for pork producers that there's ever been.
And again, some would look and say, wow, the markets really ought to be on a rally here with the opportunity to move pork, anyone's pork at this point in, if that opens possibly the door to any other markets. But again, traditionally, this is not where we've been in the past when it comes to pork prices.
You're right. Yeah, we've seen a little bit of a rebound on hopes that we see some relief there. What was positive was that we did get out of the retaliatory tariffs we were facing in Mexico, which is our number one market by volume. We were facing a 20% tariff there, and just a couple weeks ago we had those removed. So that was definitely a positive because that market is extremely important for hams and shoulders leaving the U.S. and heading to Mexico. But yeah, I mean, we're looking at record pork production here in 2019 and potentially again in 2020. And exports are a really important part of that whole equation because year in, year out, the average American consumer eats about the same amount of pork, give or take a couple pounds, year in and year out. So any growth in the industry is really reliant on those export markets. And not only because it helps with the additional product that we're producing, but it also helps us derive more value per pig that we produce because different cultures value different parts of the pig differently. So in 2018, the export market added about $51 to the value of every pig marketed throughout the year. So it's really, really important not only to help clear the market and keep those channels current, but also to derive more value than where we would otherwise be getting it.
Let's segue from this to another issue, and this is a new swine inspection system. Some will know all about it. Others might be hearing about it for the first time. Do we have any ideas how this might affect the industry, and where is NPPC on this?
Sure. Well, NPPC as an organization has been really supportive of USDA's efforts and their proposed new swine inspection system. We believe that it has the potential to increase the efficiency and the effectiveness of the federal inspection process, as well as allow for the adoption of new food safety technologies in the slaughter process as well. Overall, it also potentially has the ability to increase U.S. harvest capacity. So we've been very supportive of USDA finalizing the new swine inspection system, and we're currently waiting for USDA to send it over to OMB to keep that ball rolling.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground here, but if we want to keep up with what's going on at NPPC and even dig a little deeper into what you're doing from the economics standpoint, can we find that online?
Absolutely. You can find more information at our website at www.nppc.org. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook.
Again, it's Dustin Baker, economist with the National Pork Producers Council, on today's Agribusiness Report.